Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, and welcome to Joy and Peace Outreach Ministry. I am your host, Evangelist Sadie Elliott, and I am indeed glad to be back on. I have been missing, I know, in action, but I have relocated, and God has been so good to me in the relocation. So I just want to tell everyone that's listening in, whether it's in the morning, afternoon, or night, I am back on the air. I am back with more power, with more force from the Holy Ghost, because I could not do anything without the Holy Ghost. So before we go into our show today, we will pray that God will have blessing upon this show and that he will come and intervene, and that when we have callers that will indeed be more than happy to come on and share with the topic that we are talking about today. Oh, gracious Father, we come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, we ask you to give us divine healing in every area of our life, spiritual, mind, will, emotion, and physical being, in accordance with your divine plan and order for our life. Lord, we thank you for everyone that's tuning in today, that everyone will tune in later, dear Heavenly Father. Cover them with the blood of Jesus, dear Heavenly Father. Anoint them ever the more, dear Heavenly Father. And as I go forth in the word of God, dear Heavenly Father, direct my speech, my step, and everything I say, let it be of God, dear Heavenly Father. Move Sadie out the way, Lord, and let the Holy Spirit come in and use this vessel. This is a willing vessel, Lord, want to be used by you, God. And I give you the praise. I give you the honor. In Jesus' precious holy name, amen and thank God. Well, today we have a wonderful topic. And the topic today is, hold on to your faith. You know, you are living in a time where your faith will be tested. But hold on. Don't let go. Don't throw in the towel. Give God all the praise because he is worthy. When you think about holding on to your faith, you hold on. When all else has failed, you have your faith. You have Jesus Christ to go to. So hold on this morning. Yes, Lord, hold on. You know, faith is more than just believing. It is trusting our very lives to what we believe. For example, we can believe that someone can walk across a deep gorge or a tightrope. But, just remember, but are we willing to trust that person to carry us across? Faith say yes. Faith in God said that we are willing to trust God with our very lives. We are willing to follow his guideline for living as outlined in the Bible. Because that's what he left for us. He left the book, the word of God. And that's what we have to go by. We have to read the word of God. That keeps our faith built up by reading the word of God. You know, because we have the conviction that this will be the best for us, we are even willing to endure ridicule. How many times have you went through ridicule? How many times have you been through persecution? For your faith. But because we are so sure that what we believe is true, that the Christian life is what is best for us eternally. So today, we're going to touch on many verses from the Bible on faith and how to hold on to your faith. In the process on talking about that, we also are going to be talking about, you know, how does faith in God affect our relationship with God? Check yourself today. Do you have a good relationship with God today? We want each and every person that's on. And we have two callers, praise God, that have come on the air. And I'm going to tune into both of them because I know that. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air. Good morning, caller. You are now on the air.
God bless you, Pastor Sadie. This is Pastor Varian.
How you doing, Pastor Varian? I am so glad to hear your wonderful voice. So glad to be back on air. Thank God for you all praying me through in my transition. And I mean, God is just so good. And we have another caller on the air. And who is this caller?
Good morning, woman of God.
Good morning, Bishop. How are you doing?
Wonderful today, wonderful.
Well, praise
God. In the land of the living, on my way to see God.
Yes, sir. Yes. He is just so wonderful, Bishop.
Yes,
and, you know, I know y'all have a lot to talk about to share with me and others today on holding on to your faith. I'm going to ask you, Bishop, how are you able to hold on to your faith?
Well, I'm going to take you back about 35 years ago. I began to learn and memorize scripture. I began to learn and memorize scripture. And the first thing that we ought to know that faith only comes from the word of God.
Amen.
So the first thing to do, you must walk in your word.
Yes.
You walk in your word. Study the word, study the word, study the word. Get you some tools to walk in the word. I think the second thing you need to do is pray without ceasing. Our First Thessalonians 5:17 says, pray without ceasing. Pray in the morning, pray in the evening, pray in the good times, pray in the bad times, pray in the happy times, pray in the sad times, pray when you're full, pray when you're empty, pray when you're at peace, pray when you're disturbed, pray when you're right, when you're wrong. Pray.
Come on.
Yeah. Come on.
Because the only way for you to learn the voice of God is through prayer.
All right.
The third thing you ought to do is switch from that channel of depression.
Switch
from that channel of doubt. And rejoice evermore. Tune in to the life in Christ. Rejoice evermore, because it takes a positive mind to move through and navigate through faith.
Yeah.
One thing you need to do in order for your faith to come alive is forsake sin. If you know it's wrong, leave it alone.
Yeah.
Forsake sin. Forsake, get rid of it.
Come on,
get rid of it. The fifth thing, watch what you say.
Yeah.
All right.
What you say, because death and life is in the power of the tongue. Watch what you say, because that can kill your faith. I'm going to let my other person come on right now.
Okay. Go ahead, Pastor Variance.
Amen. Bless God. I mean, I was so spiritually fed by what Bishop said. I just want you to know that you are a blessing to the body of Christ. And I thank God for what came forth out of your mouth, because we need, that bread of life. Not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And that's what you're telling us right now. We need what comes from God. Comes from man. Faith doesn't come from man. Faith comes from God. Because you can have faith in man. And just like the Bible says, Esau sold his birthright for a morsel of meat. Don't put your faith in a person who can let you down. Put your faith in God, who will never let you down. He'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Yes. Oh, that is so true. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And as I was going through scriptures, coming up with this here, holding on to your faith, I was reminded where I went to Genesis, the 15th chapter, and the 6th verse, when God had promised a son to Abraham. And here he believed in the Lord and counted it to him for righteousness. And this is the Lord whom we trust. God is just, Abraham believed it on the Lord, and the Lord declared him righteous because of his faith. And, when you believe on the word of God, that's what he left here for us. That's what he wants us to believe in. He didn't mean for us to call this one, call that one, go across here and get that one, go across that one, or call 10 of them before we came to him. And he said, everything you need, it's in the book. It is written. Your faith, all the trials and tribulation he done brought you through. Only you know what God have taken you through, brought you through, when the adversary came up against you. But it was your faith in God said, let me pray more. Let me read the scripture. And as Bishop was saying, you know, getting those scriptures in our belly. Start gurgitating them. So when things come up, you can quote some of them scriptures. You might be in a situation that you can't reach for the Bible right then. The Bible might not be in your hand or right there on that seat next to you. But if you start gurgitating the word of God to elevate God and not ourselves, you know, you can hold on to your faith and not give up, not throw in the towel. When God told me, hold on to your faith, and that went for me, hold on to my faith. Things going to look shaky, wavy. Things going to come in all kind of ways, all kind of forms, but hold on to your faith. And it's the faith that we have that have brought us up into where we are right now. It's our faith in God. Reading the word, doing Bible study, listening to the word, being preached. And we can go through when something come up, we don't just have to just throw up our hands and say, this is the end of it. Hold on. Hold on. If you got to take a rope, tie it on something, put a knot in it, tie it. Hold on. That's me holding on to your faith just like that. Hey. And, that, you know, as I was reading more in the Word of God, I went to Isaiah. And, you know, I was looking at why should I have faith in God, you know, and I went to 25:9, and it said, and it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is the Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. You know, we have to, this is the Lord whom we trust. You know, he is going to let us rejoice in the salvation that he brings. So we got to be mindful when we reading the word of God, when we hearing things. We can't eat every way. We got to digest this, take this word, ask it for understanding, digest it, and let him do the work in you, in each and every one of us. And as we go through things, that's building up our faith, our character, our integrity. He's working on us daily. He's working on our faith daily. Somebody else you talk to may not have the same faith as you got. If they keep getting up, saying good morning, and keep reading that word of God and keep going to God, they're going to have that faith just like you. But we just got to keep our mind on him. Keep our, as the bishop was saying, and Pastor Barry, you know, we got to study to show ourselves approved. Ah, Jesus. Ah, this is good today, even to me. And you know, I went to John 5:24. And it was saying, let me double check. Let's go to 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life and shall not come unto condemnation, but is passed from death to life. You know, here I'm assuring you that those who listen to my message, which is the word of God, and believe in God who sent me, have eternal life. Here, the faith is only the way to get to heaven. It is the only doorway to eternal life. If God created eternity, then only through God can we get there. Hey. Ooh, gee, I mean, on this faith, you know, we all on a faith walk. Go ahead, Bishop. Go ahead.
There's something else I thought about, too. I'm in agreement that faith comes from God, and faith comes from the Word of God. That's the foundation. But in order to hold on, you got to remember God can and will do it.
Yes.
Whatever it is, God can and will do it. The Word of God says, if you ask, that's what you've got to do. Ask, Lord, help me to hold on. Lord, yes. help me to hold out. Lord, help me not quit. Lord, give me strength. Second thing, every believer that's listening to me, you need to get filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yes, yes.
I mean, get baptized in the Holy Ghost. I know at spiritual birth, there's that come up indwelling of the Holy Ghost, but I'm talking about that second move.
Yes.
Where you are filled with the Holy Ghost, where the tongues become one of the evidence, because you can use the tongues to build yourself up.
Yes.
You can use the tongues to empower you, to give you more drive, to give you more anointing to deal with going through, to deal with holding on.
Yes.
You ought to affirm to yourself and speak to yourself. It's all right to talk to yourself.
Okay.
It's all right.
Yeah.
You can walk around your house and I can do all things through Christ.
Yeah.
I had an incident where I had my first stroke. And in the apartment where I lived, it had a rough driveway and the outside of the outside driveway was, it had heels and everything. And I remember getting so disgusted. But the Holy Ghost said to me, he said, when you reach a heel that you can't come, because I only had one functioning arm and one functioning leg. He said, began to say, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Number one, they gave me the strength to climb some hills. And number two, they gave me wisdom to move around.
Yes.
And last thing I want to tell you, don't run with unsaved folk. Don't run with unsaved folk. Your sister unsaved, don't run with her.
Hey.
Your brother unsaved, don't run with him. Your boyfriend unsaved, get rid of him. Don't run with unsaved folk, because what will happen is they will help destroy your faith walk and decrease the amount of spiritual strength you have. I'm going to shut up and let somebody else come in.
Jesus.
Woo, Jesus.
He just blew the house down. Glory to God.
Jesus.
You know, that right there, Bishop, is such a blessing to the body of Christ that we need to really take heed, you know, because the Bible says, take heed how you hear. Take heed what you hear. Take heed what you allow people to tell you or say to you or to feed you. Because like you said, Bishop, life and death is in the power of the tongue. So if life and death is in the power of the tongue, then either I'm speaking life to you or I'm speaking death to you at any moment. And so now if you're talking about people who don't necessarily have a relationship with Christ, they can only speak what they have on the inside of them, which is death. They can't speak life to you because they don't have life. Jesus Christ said, I'm the way, the life, and the truth. They don't have him in them to speak that life to you. So when we're in interaction with these people, all they can give you is what they have. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. They can't speak what they don't have. You can't get grape juice from an orange. You can't get orange juice from a grape. You got to get orange juice from an orange. And so that's what, when we look at the scriptures, Bishop, I'm so glad that you brought that out. When we look at the scriptures, I always was reading through the scriptures and looking how Jesus reacted to the Pharisees and the doctors of the law and the people who were always trying to speak death to him. They were always trying to tell him who he wasn't. They were always trying to tell him what he couldn't do. They were always trying to trap him and ensnare him in his words so that they could have something to accuse him of. They were always trying to say, hey, wait a minute, is this not Jesus? Is this not the son of Mary and Joseph? Do we not know his brothers? Why is he sitting around here talking this talk? He didn't learn over here with them. We didn't ordain him. We didn't put him in his place. We didn't tell him he could speak and teach and preach the gospel. But because Jesus had faith in God, because Jesus knew who he was, because he was here before the foundation of the world. He did not rely on the death that they were speaking to him, because he had faith in what he already knew. When you know that you know that you know, you got faith in the words that God speaks to you. You won't allow somebody to come speak death to you and tell you, oh, you weren't ordained, Bishop. No, we don't believe that you were called to preach the gospel. Well, I fail to remember, when God called Bishop, he didn't go to the public and tell the public that he was calling Bishop. When God called Pastor Sadie, he didn't go to the public and say, hey, I'm getting ready to put Pastor Sadie out there, and you go ahead and come and take notice of this. He didn't do that. He spoke to us individually about the calling that he placed on our life. So when we're listening to people who don't know what God has called anybody else to do, don't allow people to speak that death to you. Hold on to that faith that you got, that God told you who you are, and walk in it.
Amen. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, I just thank y'all today for coming on. Oh, because I say the Lord Jesus, I say I'm gonna talk about this today, because we, as Bishop was saying, I was thinking, and I went back, and he was saying about having doubt, they shouldn't have doubt. Move the doubt, move the depression. You know, and in 2 Peter 1:1-9, they can read it, but just paraphrase it enough to say that he has given us all of his rich and wonderful promise. So make every effort to apply the benefit of these promises to your life. That's when you're struggling within your Christian life and having doubt, having less faith. You want to have more faith in what God. When God tells you to do a thing, have faith in God on what God said. God spoke this topic to me standing up in my kitchen. And I said, oh, it was so powerful. And I said, oh, my God. You know, and I just started going in the scriptures and reading. And I said, God, I want to keep my faith, but I want to have more faith. If somebody don't have no faith, got a little faith, but if we can push them to the point where they can have more faith, not give up, but go on, push their way through, no matter what it looked like, no matter what somebody said. And just like you just say, Pastor Varian, that people, quote unquote, are always quick to tell you, God didn't tell you that, God didn't say that, why are you doing that? You know, God didn't call you and God didn't do that. But they fail to feel and realize when God called them, you wasn't there in the midnight hour or at high noonday or 4 o'clock in the evening. You across the world, didn't even know them. So how can you say God didn't call? You know, try the spirit by the spirit. If God called it, you're going to have some evidence. You're going to show some proof.
Yes.
A tree without any fruit, that can't be connected. But when you got a tree that's bearing fruit, it's connecting here, it's connecting there, and it's connecting there, it's going to bear some fruit. So in your faith walk, it will show. God have put you in a place where your faith is being tested. Are you going to let your faith die? Or you going to push through that thing? You going to say, I'm not going to give up. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. That Bishop was saying, when he was having them hurdles to go through from his apartment to get out to the parking lot, all the hills, the bumps he had to go through with his wheelchair. And God had to bring that scripture up to him and remind him that I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. And that's what we got to say. It may not, you may come to a point in life where you say, well, I don't think I can do that. Or do you want me? I know I went through something on Sunday that God had in me. I give God the glory. I just want to be the vessel. I don't claim that. And I say, God, if you can use a donkey, I know you can use me. When I said yes to you at 12 years old, I meant yes, Lord Jesus. Yes to your will, yes to your way.
Yes.
And once we get out of hearing in our ear, people telling us this and that is not of God, we're going to be better in Christ. because we can let a person, we could be up so high. You just say, for instance, an example, you just left from a service that's high in the Lord. I mean, you had went behind the veil. Here come the enemy. And tell you what you didn't do, what you didn't experience, or what you didn't see. And you already know where God done took you to, what God done said to you. But you're going to come by and let some Joe Blow, some Susie Q try to take what God done give you, and you know God done give it to you. They wasn't even there. They assuming. They're going by what they heard. But you know, when you tell somebody something, you can give one message and give it to four people, and when it get back to you, the fifth person, you get it a whole different way than what you put it out there.
Amen.
So we have to really trust in God. Read the word for ourselves. When the preacher is preaching, have your Bibles open.
Yes.
Go with him when he's telling you to go to say, I'm just using this paraphrasing, 2 Peter, the first chapter, 1 through 3. You go along and read when he's talking.
Yes.
If God is giving you something else while he reading, that don't mean he's wrong. It can be in a situation you may be in where God have you at the state right then. In your faith walk, God may be explaining something to you individually.
Yes.
It's not that what he said was totally wrong. But some people get the concept all misscrewed. Because when a message come forth, if it don't help but one person in a congregation, it was for that person.
Yes.
That had to build that person's faith up, his character, his integrity, or hers. You know, I mean, holding on to your faith, I mean, and what we going through everything that's already declared in the Word of God. We may not have experienced it ourselves, but when we come time to experience, the first thing you should say, you know, this is in the Word of God. I remember reading in Revelation such and such a thing. Start turning it to it yourself. And Pip said, well, God said back here in Matthew, these things should be. When I turn back over to St. John, what you say, wait a minute. Let me go to the Word of God. The Word of God say, thus.
Come on.
And, you know, we go to Jeremiah and say, the word of God said. And I'm going to just read this part like I had just turned my Bible to it. The word of God said in Jeremiah 15 and 16, our bodies originated in the soil of Eden. It should not surpass us that they are sustained by food that grows from the soil. Every source of food ultimately finds its nourishment in the soil, and that nourishment sustains our body. Likewise, our soul was created by the breath of God in Eden. It should not surpass us that the word of God, which is inspired of God's breath, sustain our soul. If we plan to eat food each day to keep our bodies alive, shouldn't we also plan to feast on God's word each day to sustain our soul? Here he's giving us everything we need. Every problem that we have, we can go to the word of God.
Yeah.
We don't have to call nobody on the phone.
Come on.
When we don't understand even healing in our body of sickness that is from the devil, we can go to the healing scriptures. When it's a financial problem going through, holding on to your faith. Don't let your faith go just because you didn't have enough money to pay the bills this month. Pick up the word of God. He got a scripture, got a bunch of scriptures for you on your finances that you can go to. If you're sure and giving your problem, hold on to your faith. Don't throw in the towel because one got sent to jail. That's the time you should start praying more. Pray for Billy. Pray for Susie.
Yes.
Ask the Lord to save them if they're not saved. Put their hand on them, Lord. Don't hold on to your faith. Because when you let your faith go, what you got? You ain't got nothing when you let your faith go. You got to hold on to your faith. Now, let me let y'all say something. Because, girl, I mean, I'm back in rare form now. I'm back in rare form. Jesus.
I think us to hold on to our faith. I'm reminded Dr. Love Coates wrote, I just holding on.
Uh-huh.
I'm just holding on. Holding on to my
faith. Hey.
The first, again, walk in Christ steps.
Yes.
So
yes.
His steps are written in the Word of God. How he deal with something. What is the thing, that bracelet we wear? What would Jesus do?
Uh-huh.
In order, you've got to walk in the steps. I think the second thing you ought to do is walk upright.
That's right. Amen.
There's no good thing that he would hold from you if you walk upright.
Yeah.
It helps you to hold to your faith if you walk upright. Because God would answer your prayers, which would help you even develop your faith some more. I think the third thing, you ought to walk in peace.
Yeah.
Follow peace with all men.
Yeah.
Come on. Mm.
Holiness without. You walk in peace and walk in holiness. I'm an old man. I'm not charismatic. I'm holiness.
Yes.
I'm holiness because we got so many folk that will jump in and wave their hands and holler and speak in tongues and go outside the building and smoke.
Uh-huh.
Holiness. Yes. I'm holy. You got to listen to good preaching.
Yes.
Listen to good preaching and reject bad preaching. You know in your spirit, man, what's not of God.
That's right. That's right.
The next thing, have faith in God, no matter what.
Yes.
Say, God, I'm going to make it. God, I'm going to make it.
Yes.
God, I'm going to make it. God, I'm going to make it. And then begin to yield to the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
So you're learning the voice of God.
Yes.
And when you know the voice of God, that's like 75% of your walk with God, because that really increases your faith.
Mm-hmm.
You know the voice of God.
Yes.
You know the voice of God. What I say, the last thing is learn the voice of God. Go ahead.
Praise God, Bishop. That, you know, I can feel the anointing that flows from you, and that everybody who's directly associated with you and everybody that listens to you will be fed from the Word of God, and they will be fed spiritually, mentally, and emotionally, because that's what people need in this world. The earth is travailing. People need to be fed. They don't need that muck and that mess and that feel good, or that, you know, let me look good, or that let me put myself out there so that I feel good in myself at the expense and at the cost of God's children. Because, see, we're supposed to be shepherding the flock, just like the Bible tells us. If that one sheep get lost, he goes out there to get that one sheep and bring him or her back into the fold. So I bless God for the anointing that's on your life, for the word that comes forth out of your mouth, that those rivers of living water, because we got to get to a point where we know God. Not like Pastor Sadie and like you said, Bishop, not by talking to somebody else. Because, see, God dealt with me on that. Not by talking to other people, because, see, you can go through something and you can talk to somebody. It's not that that's wrong in itself, but where do you go first? Is your first defense God, or is your first defense somebody else? If God is not your first defense, then you don't have any defense. If God is not where you come, because you got to know that he's your source. You got to have faith in him that he'll work it out, that he'll make a way, that he will bring you to that place that he told you you would come to. Because, see, another person cannot bring you there. Jesus said, with man it is impossible to do anything that's wonderful. But with God, all things are possible. With God, you move mountains. With that faith in God, you bring those things to pass. With that faith in God, you know, you have faith that whatever he said will happen. If it happens, for Abraham, and it happened for Isaac, and it happened for Jacob, and it happened for Sarah when they had a child, then I know for a fact when I'm reading those scriptures, I have faith that it can happen for me too. I don't have to listen to somebody tell me about what can or cannot happen. I have faith because it already happened for them. My faith is not in somebody else's personal story. My faith is in my own testimony, in my own story, because, see, we know personally where God has brought us from. So we can have faith that God can do more, exceedingly, abundantly, above anything we can ask or think, because we already know what he already did for us. We already know. So that gives us more trust and more faith to know that the next step that I need to go to, I can make it there because I have faith that if God brought me from there to where I am now, he can do exceedingly abundantly more than what I've already thought about and take me higher. Because it's not about staying at the same level. Faith is about going from glory to glory. Faith is not staying in a place of comfortability. I had to learn that for myself. You know what? It's not about me being comfortable. It's not about what I like or what I don't like. Because I have my faith in him, then I'll step out on faith and do some things that I would not have done otherwise had it not been for my faith and my trust in him.
Yes, Lord. Ooh, I thank you all for coming on the show today. We have 3 minutes left because I only give us 45 today. I didn't know. Just coming back in the swing on the show, I wanted to make sure I didn't overdo it today. But I want to thank Bishop Barnett and Pastor Tabitha Avernus for coming on today, sharing with me on holding on to your faith. And I do know if they tune in any time today or this week, anyone, that they're going to get a lot that was said today from the Word of God that will tell them how they can hold on to their faith, that they don't have to give up. They don't have to throw in the towel. They don't have to settle for anything, but they can hold on to God's unchanging hand. Just hold on to him. Don't let go, because he's going to really, truly see them through. And I want to thank one of you all and ask one of you all like to pray us off. We have 2 minutes. We have 2 minutes. We can say something else. But I just thank God for this show. I'm glad to be back on.
Amen.
And I thank God for the transition that I have made. And in the move, I'm settling in the new location. So God is just so awesome. He's just so awesome.
Amen.
And I know he... Go ahead.
I can pray for just, if it only takes 15 seconds.
All right.
Father,
go
I
ahead.
Thank you for everything that was said today. Father, I thank you for everything that will be done in the lives of your people. And I thank you that you are allowing us and open our eyes, open our heart, open our minds, Father God, open our ears so that we can see faith is in you and in no one else. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, until next week, and I have another exciting topic that I'm going to have next week. Praise be to God, and I'm looking at my little tablet to see where did I write it down, but it's going to be exciting topic, and I hope that you all can come on next week, because we're going to just let go and let God, because he is truly worthy of all the praises. He is just truly worthy. And I just want to thank you again, and I thank all of my listeners that will come on. Glory to y'all, each and every one of you all, and hope that y'all get something out of the message today. Holding on to your faith. Don't give up. No matter what it may seem like, what it look like, don't give up. Just hold on to God's unchanging hand. And for the next minute, I'll just come on, let the music play for a few minutes. Thank you so much again. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And God love you, and so do I. Bye-bye.